This is Daf Lamed Beis. We're about to begin the seventh parak. So we're only 2 weeks away from the end. So the Mishnah tells us, we're going to be a completely different discussion now. The rest of the parak is very little to do with Sota. Just this first few lines, and that's it. The Mishnah says, Elu Ne'marin Becholashon. The following is a list, it sounds like a very exhaustive list, of things that can be said in any language. Not necessarily in Hebrew, but any language that you would seemingly understand. Parsha Sota. Vidui Meiser, when they bring the Meiser Sheni to the Beis HaMikdash, the farmers have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and you have to recite this whole, what's called a Vidui. That confession can be said in any language. Kriyat Shema, Tefillah, Birkas HaMazon, Shuvas HaEdus, when a person gives a shuvah that he swears, he doesn't know any Edus about a particular case that he's challenged, that he supposedly knows, he says, I don't know it, he denies it. That can be said in any language. Shuvas HaPikadon, a person promises that when he had lost an object that he's watching over, he says he denies not having to be responsible for this. So these things, and continuing further, all right, that those are the list of things that can be said b'cholashim. And then the Mishnah says, Velu nemarin b'lashon HaKodesh, the following must be said only in Hebrew, Mikur Bikurim, when Bikurim, the first Shivas Haminim, the first fruits of the season, only of the Shivas Haminim, when they are grown and fully developed, and they're brought by the farmer to the Beis HaMikdash, they would say what's called Mikur Bikurim. There's a whole recitation that they say. V'chalitza, brachos v'klaus, what's brachos v'klaus? Says Rashi is referring to when they said in Har Grizim, Har Evil, in times of Yehoshua and Yisrael, Rashi says, this was said, I'm not sure, in fact, most things are talking about what can be said. This is talking about what was said. It was said in Lashon HaKodesh. Birkas Kohanim has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Birkas Kohen Gadol, this is referring to on Yom HaKippurim, after he completes the whole Avoda, the Kohen Gadol says a whole Mikra, he reads parts of Achrimos and other areas of the Torah. That must be said in Lashon HaKodesh as well. Uparsha Melech, which refers to the mitzvah of Hakel. Well, there's going to be Mishnahs that are going to elaborate on many of these. We're just having a short list right now, a long list, but not elaborating on each of the details. And then Parsh Egla Rufa, as we know, and Meshuach Mochama, Bishash Bedaber El Ha'am. When the nation would go out to war, the Meshuach Mochama would go out and recite this whole list of things, scaring the people, giving them chizik. That whole presentation has to be said in Lashon Kodesh as well. Okay, so that's the list. So Rashi just to say, rather Tosos said, you see Tosos, Elu Ne'marim B'Lashonam, so it's slightly different Lashon. The Mishnah says, B'chol Lashon, sounds like any language. I could say it in Chinese or in Spanish, even though I don't understand it. Tosos Gir says, B'chol B'Lashonam, in their language that they understand. Uperish Kol Adam B'Lashono, in his own language, in English for us. Shehu Shomea, that he normally hears, that he understands. Lafuke Limadai Shenu La Umer B'Lashon Prasi, that a person from Madai can't say a Persian language, Im Eino Shomo, if he doesn't hear, if he doesn't understand this. About b'chol lashon mashma bein shomea bein eino shomea u'b'gemara lo mashma hach. He's pointing out that the girsos, if it says b'chol lashon, sounds like I could speak any language that I'm able to, even though I don't understand this. If I have what's it called? They spell out in English Chinese transliteration. So that I could say Chinese. They have that for me. But Tosa says he thinks it really has to be a language that you understand, but it's not 100% clear. He admits. Then Tosos here says kriyat shema v'tefila. Tema, Tosos asks, am I shy or hal of a kiddush shel Shabbos? Why do they leave this off the list, that this has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh as well? U'birkas ha'peros, u'birkas ha'mitzvos. These things also have to say Lashon HaKodesh. Why was this left off the Mishnah? For Lekla Memer, one may not say, delo naket el deraisa, maybe they only kept deraisas. D'haba perak mishamesu mashma de tefillah of kriyashma derabanan. Because the implication for the Gemara there is that Shemoneh Esrei is only derabanan, and Shema is only midirabanan, yet it's on the list here, so we see the list does include derabanans. It's not so clear to really make that claim, because we know Shema, according to many, is actually deraisa, and we know Shemoneh Esrei is also deraisa, according to many. It's just that the nusach may have been actually Knesset Gedolah. But he's assuming right now that those are derabanans, which is, again, a big chiddush. V'od dehasa mishmashbid the kiddush deraisa. It also implies a Gemara there later in Brachos and elsewhere, also Gemara Nazir, that kiddush is actually deraisa, and it's left off the list. V'halchimashmi nami bereish mishmashbid Maseches Nazir. He quotes that Gemara. I understand why Megillah was left off the list here, because the Tanam Perak Beis in Megillah. It says explicit Mishnah elsewhere, Halloi, B'Shishama Ashuris Yotza, a person who speaks does not speak Hebrew, he's allowed to use Ashuris, but he's only allowed to use his own, he has to dafka be Lashon HaKodesh. There's two exceptions, I think, Greek and Hebrew, I think you're allowed to use for Megillah. But that's addressed in a different mission of what languages you could use for Megillah. Elahachi, Amai Shar, but all the other words, Kiddush, and Hallel, Shah, and Birchas HaPeros, Birchas HaMitzvos, why was that left off the list? So he answers, "Venira, the honey ne'amarin b'chalashim, that these can be said in any language. Afilu enu shemei, even though you don't understand them, hilkach lo damu lahachi the masisin the amin dafka b'lashonam." So that's the chiddush. Tosus is assuming there are really three categories. The Mishnah here is only explaining two of the categories. One is those that are lashon hakodesh dafka, and then those which are lashonam that you understand in any language that you understand. But then there's this third category that can be said in any language that you want, even if you don't understand that. And now he's changing gears. He says Hallel, Kiddush, and Brachos can be said in any language that you want to, even though you don't understand. And they fit into this third category. Okay, so as an aside, interesting thing about Hallel here. So Tosfos Paskens, Hallel can be said in any language you want. There is a din when it comes to Hallel at the Leil Seder that you have to only use your own Lashon. You have to only Lashon that you understand. Really, Lashon HaKodesh we Paskens. They point out that the Hallel and the Leil Seder, there's a different Hallel than we have throughout the rest of the year. The Hallel of the rest of the year is supposed to just be a Hallel of remembering what Hashem did and praising Hashem. The Hallel of the Leil Seder is supposed to be what this Kor of Salvation called a spontaneous Hallel, where you're supposed to feel as if right now we're leaving Mitzrayim, so therefore you're going, breaking out into song and celebrating. So it has to be a Hallel that you understand, that you're actually appreciating at that very moment. So only Lashon HaKodesh, or Lashon that you understand, as opposed to this one can be said, this type of Hallel, the rest of the year can be said in any language that you'd like. Okay. Let's continue the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says, we didn't get very far in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah says, Mikra Bikurim. Okay, so what exactly is Mikra Bikurim? How do I know Mikra Bikurim has to be said, or can be said rather, has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh? Okay, so Va'anisa V'amarta L'fnei Hashem L'kecha, says the Pasuk, and you will go in front of Hashem, and you will speak, and you will say, U'lahalan Omer, elsewhere it says, V'anu HaLevim, Lashon of Anu, V'anisa, it says the Levim V'im will answer. The Amru Malahal and Blashon HaKodesh, just like the Levim answered elsewhere, it's referring to, I remember the whole context here, but that context is when the Levim were speaking in Lashon HaKodesh. So Afkan here also, it says, V'anisa, it's La Blashon HaKodesh. Rashi says it's referring to Brachos V'Klalos. When referring to Brachos V'Klalos, it says, V'anu HaLevim, and Levim responded with Amen, and that was B'Lashon HaKodesh. So too, through Gezeirah Shava, V'anisa, with regards to Mikra Bikurim, it's also Lashon HaKodesh. Then the Mishnah says, Chalitza Ketzad, how do we know Chalitza must be done in B'Lashon HaKodesh? So it says, Ketzad, V'Ansa, V'Amra, so she answers, and she says, Halal and Omer, V'Anu HaLevim, same type of Gezer Shava, it says, the Lashon V'Anu, Lashon V'Ansa, Malahal and Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan Lashon HaKodesh. Yehuda Omer, V'Ansa, V'Amra, Kacha. She answers, and she says, Kacha, like this, like the way it's said in the Torah. Like the way it's presented, that's why, not because of Gezeirah Shava, but because of the Kacha. Brachos V'Klalos M'Ketzad, how do we know Brachos V'Klalos were said B'Lashon HaKodesh? Kevin Shavu Yitzel Es HaYarden, once they passed through the Yarden with Yeshua into Eretz Yisrael, Uvau El Har Grizim, Ve'el Har Eval, Shebe Shomam, that were in the Shomam, the areas of Eretz Yisrael, Shebe Tzad Shechem, next to Shechem, Shebe Eta El and More, Shenemar Halo Hema Bevar Yarden, So we have a type of Gezeirah Shava of the words that were used with regards to Avram and the words that were used with regards to Brachos V'Klalos. So Ma Elam Morei Halmur Halan Shchem, just like over there, it's referring to Shchem. Af Elam Morei Halmur Kan Shchem. So we haven't answered yet the question of the saying it Lashon HaKodesh.
How do they know where the
mountain
was?
Aha. So just like by Avram Avinu, it was next to Shechem. Here too, next to Shechem. We haven't gotten to the answer yet of Lashon HaKodesh. Then it says, Shisha Shvatim Alul Rosh Har Grizim. Six went to the top of Har Grizim. Shisha Shvatim Alul Rosh Har Evel. V'Karnim Levim Har Aron Omlim Mata Be'emza. The Karnim Levim and the Arons were standing in the center between the two mountains. HaKarnim Makifin Es Aron. The Karnim would surround the Aron, surrounded the Aron. HaLevim Es HaKarnim. The Levim were around the Karnim. V'Chol Yisrael Mekanim Mekanim. And then from either side was the rest of Bnei Israel on top of the mountains. Shenemar v'chol yisrael v'zakenav v'shotrav v'shoftav omdim mizeh umzeh laron. And then what happened? V'hefchu b'neim l'kaplei ha-grizim. They faced ha-grizim. U'paschu b'bracha. They started reciting the bracha. Baruch ha-ish asher lo yaseh b'hesel maseicha. Ve'il ve'il onum amen. Everyone responded amen. And then hafchu p'neim klapei har-eval. Then they all faced the har-eval. U'paschu b'klal. They started saying all the curses. Aru ha-ish asher yaseh b'hesel maseicha. They said, started with the curses, and afterwards, ve'elu ve'elu, onim amen. Everybody responded with an amen. Asher gomim brachos v'kalos, until they completed all the brachos and kalos. V'acharkach, afterwards, heviu es havanim, they brought the rocks, umvanu es mizbech, they built a mizbech there, b'sadu b'sid, and then they had plastered it together. V'kasvu alav es kol divrei Torah, b'shivim lashon, they wrote the Sefer Torah on this stone with 70 different languages. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, be'er hetev, v'natlu es havanim, they explained it well. As an aside, someone was trying to tell me that the word be'er, to explain the Torah, is a lashon of or. All, the Torah is always connected to or. So even the word Torah is or. Be'er, to explain, is a lashon of or. That's a person trying to tell me, connecting to Hanukkah. Anyway, so be'er heitav, he explained well, clearly, which I guess is referring to the 70 languages. Then, v'nalulas havanim, they took the rocks, they destroyed the mizbeach here after they brought various karbanos. Uvo, and they came, v'lanu, b'mkomam. And they slept, Rashi says, not outside, but bebeis malonam ba'gilgal. They slept in a hotel up in the Galilee. V'sham hekima savanam, and then they had re-established the rocks up in the Galilee. Now, we haven't answered the question, I don't think, about Lashon HaKodesh, did we?
So, I guess I wasn't asking about Lashon HaKodesh. I must have been asking just how do we know...
Because the Mishnah, because all the Mishnahs later on in the parak is going to ask that same question: what was the process of Birkas Kohanim and Bikur and Negle Rufa? Okay. The Gemara now says in the top line, base on my base. Parsha Sota Minolan. How do we know Parsha Sota? That it was said Lashon HaKodesh, I guess. Yep. Bechol Lashon, rather. Dechsiv v'amar ha-koin le'isha. And the coin says to the isha, Bechol Lashon shehomer. He says, however he said. He's not being dictated how to say it, however he speaks. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says, Mashmin osa bechol Lashon, shishamas, amashi shosa. We tell her, we describe to her, in any language she understands, the whole process and why she's drinking. Uvimahi shosa, and what she's drinking. Ama nitmes, uvimahi nitmes. Amahu shows us, so what does it mean? All these different questions we're answering. Amahu shows, so we're explaining to her on what she's drinking, aliske kina visira, because this came after there was a warning from her husband, and then she was in privacy with this man. Uvimahi shows, bimikira shacharis, with what is she drinking? With mikida shacharis, this earthenware cup. Amat nitmes, and why was she tame? Aliske tzchok vialdis, because she's being too playful. Uvimahi nitmes, and with what was she tame? Bishogeg obemezid ba'onis oberatzon. The kokach lama. So why are we explaining all of this? All the halachas of the water to her. Shelo lahotzi laza maim hamarim. In order not to have any bad name about the water. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shelo lahotzi laz she'im nitmez ba'onis obeshogeg. As if she becomes tame because she was either raped or it was accidental. She didn't know it was wrong. Lo nivdekes, and the water doesn't check her. Shalote Savura Ilan Nitmesi Mizida Gamkin Lohaya Botkinisi. Just like it didn't work because I was Bishogi as bonus, so too if I was Bemajid it wouldn't work either. So we therefore have to describe to all the rules and the parameters within which this waters work. So she could not be Moti Laz and think otherwise from the Mehamarim. Okay, then the Gemara says Vidur Meister. Vidur Meister again was the Meister Sheni that's brought during the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. You bring the Meister Sheni to the Beis Hamikdash and you have this whole Vidur. Now, Vidur Meister is pretty interesting. I think we may have discussed this when we learned Yuma. Vidur Meister does not fit into the normal understanding of the word Vidur. Vidur means a confession. You did something wrong. Vidur Meister is not saying you did anything wrong. It's actually a testimony that you did everything correct. Lobiarta minabayis. You did everything correctly. So it's interesting a usage of the word vidui of confessing, if you will, everything was done correctly. So Minolan, how do I know that vidui meister can be said in any language? As the pasuk says, dichsiv v'amarta lefnei Hashem elokecha biarta kodesh minabayis, and you say to Hashem, I burned everything from the house, all the kodesh from my house. The yalef amira misota, and we have an exer shava from sota b'chaloshon shomer. So we had the sota drasha above, the amar ha-kohen le'isha, he says in any way he could speak, any way he understands. So through the gzeir shava v'amarta, also meiser can be said in any language that he understands. So amar le'i rav zvid la'abayi, v'le'i lef amir milavim, why not have the gzeir shava learn from levim? Mal halen b'lashon ha-kodesh, afkan b'lashon ha-kodesh. So the Gemara says, danen amira de gredasa, me'amira gredasa, you learn the word amira, which it stands alone, from another appearance of the word amira, which stands alone. You can't learn a standalone amira from a mi'ani of amira to a place of where it says another accompanying word, an anis of amarta, that cannot be used. So this just becomes another example. We discussed many times about Gezer Shavas at different types. So it must have been that they had a Masorah. A Gezer Shavah has to be from a Masorah, but not every detail is always passed on of the Gezer Shavah. There has to be at least one detail. The detail that must have been passed down is that there's a Gezer Shavah of a Mira Mira, which connects the halacha of Vidur Meiser to some other mitzvah. So they're trying to figure out, is the Amira connected to Levim, or is the Amira connected to the Sota case? That must have been the Masorah, and they were debating it, and they concluded that it has to be coming from, being learnt out from Vidur Meiser, rather from Sota. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tanya Rashbi Omer, Adam Omer, Shvach B'Kol Namuch, the Gnusa B'Kol Ram. So a person says his praise in a soft, in a low tone, and Gnuso, his disgrace, is said in a loud tone. What does this mean? Shvach B'Kol Ram, Namuch, rather B'Kol Namuch, his praise is said in a very soft tone, Min Vidur Meiser. We learn this from Vidur Meiser. How do we see this? Is there Rashi here? Rashi says, Shvacho is what? Lo avarti mimitzotzecha v'lo shechachti henu shvach atzmo. He's saying, I did nothing wrong. When you go to say Vidur Meiser, what it means is, I didn't do this wrong, I didn't do this wrong, I did everything right. As said, B'kol namach, Rashi says, B'delo k'siv be'ania. You don't say an ania, you don't give it an answer. You say a regular tone, a quiet tone. As opposed to the genusu B'kol Ram, we learn that from Mimikr Bikurim. When you're talking about disgrace, then you say that in a loud voice, says Rashi, the Gnuso, Kigon Harami Oved Avi, Hainu Gnuso, Shemizvadin, Shavin, Lavon Harami, Hayarasha. That we're confessing that we come from one of our great-great-grandfathers from Lavan, who was a Rasha. We're testifying to that fact. That's our Gnus for us. That can be said in a loud voice, the reason being because it says Vanisa Varmarta. It says that you're supposed to answer, and from the Lashon Vanisa apparently means to say it B'Kol Ram. Interesting. Okay. The Gemara now says V'Gnusa B'Kol Ram. Is it really true that a person is supposed to advertise his Gnus and say it out loud? V'Halma Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the same person, Rashbi, is the same one speaking here. V'Pnei Ma Tiknu Tefila B'Lachash. Why do they make an institution that Shemona Esrei should be davened in silence and quiet? Kadesh Shlo Levayish is Ovri Avera. In order not to embarrass those who violate Avera. So a person's busy doubting Shemona Esrei and he's saying, I did this wrong, I did this wrong. If he has to say this out loud, it's going to be quite embarrassing to him. So a person's supposed to hide that and be quiet about that. Sharei L'chal Kakasim Makam Bein Chathas L'Ola. The Torah never distinguished the place where the Chathas and Ola are being brought. They're both brought in the north, in the Tzafon. So, why? When a person brings a karban, no one knows if he's bringing an ola, which is a nice thing to bring, or if a person's bringing a chatas, which is going to be an avera. We don't want to embarrass anybody, so we see the idea is to try to hide someone's averas. Not, I mean, hide them from other people, not hide them from yourself or from Hashem, but that other people don't know, so a person's not supposed to speak about his gnus b'kol ram. And the Gemara says further, lo tema gnuso. No. When we said, referring to the Mikra Bikurim, we're not referring to the Gnus that he did anything wrong. Ela Ema Tsaro, his pain. Says Rashi, Tsaro means Tsaros She'avru Alav, all the pains that he's experienced. Dahainu Tsaros She'avru Al Yisrael, Tsaros Lav and Harami, Tsaras Mitzrayim. No, reflecting back on our history, how many pains we went through. There's no problem with a person talking about his Holocaust stories, or the Tsaros he went through. We don't tell a person to be quiet about those types of experiences. It's important for people to know some of the pains that people have went through. So that's okay. That's a very different topic than talking about a person's averos and his gunus. Kidatana, like the Gemara says, the Tamei Tamei Yikra, the Pasuk says, what do you mean Tamei Tamei Yikra, that a person should call out Tamei? The drasha is, we have in a few places in Shas, Tsarich Lehodia Tsara L'Rabim. They're supposed to, a person's going through a difficult time, a certain pain, an illness, whatever the tzar might be, Rabbim Mivakshin Lav Rachmim, you're supposed to let it be known in order for others to daven on your behalf and help you. The Chol Mash Ira Bo Davar Tzarech Lo Dia L'Rabbim, Rabbim Mivakshin Lav Rachmim. So anything that happens to a person, it should be let known to the Rabbim, the Tzibur, for people to daven. So again, there's a difference between tzar versus avera. Averas have to be kept quiet. We don't want to embarrass people. And when it comes to tzar, it should be made public to let people know to daven for you. The Gemara says now, Guf Amar B'Yochan Mishin Rashbi Mipnei Ma Tiknu Tefila B'Lachash Shlo Levayish Is Ovri Avera Sharei Lo Chalak Hakasa Makom Bein Chatas Leolah. So repeating what we said before, that just like a Chatas and Olav, there's no set place where they come from and where they're being shechted. No one knows the difference between the two. So too, a person should not say his Avera is out loud. Velo, there's no difference between an Olav and a Chatas. What do you mean? V'ha Ikadamim, the blood. Dam Chatas Lemala V'dam Olav Lemata. When it comes to chatas, they go above. There's this chod sikra on the mizbech. On the outside, there's this red line. So the dam chatas was sprinkled above the line, and the dam ola was sprinkled below the line. So there is a difference. So people are going to know, oh, Reuben was a chatas. He brought the chatas, and it was Shimon who brought the ola. So answer the Gemara, Hasam Kohen who the other. Now the Kohen knows, but no one else is next to the mizbech to know what's going on exactly. So the Kohen knows, that's fine. The Kohen has to know what he's doing. And Ola Zachar, what do you mean? They come from different types of different genders. A Chatas comes from a female, and Ola comes from a male. So when they see he's bringing a female sheep, then he's obviously bringing a Chatas. Gemara says, Hasa Michse Be'alya. You can't know because the tail covers up that part, so there's no way a person can't look at an animal from the face or the body to know whether or not it's a female, only as that area is covered or not, that's exposed. So it comes to this area, it's exposed with the tail, and they're not recognizable as they bring in the animals. Tinach Kipsa, this makes sense. With the Kipsa, with a sheep, that tail does cover up the area. But a Seira, Michael Memer, a goat, does not have that. The Shein Lazanov, there's no tail, and it is recognizable. You can tell the difference very clearly between a male and a female. So how are you going to cover that up? Ha'asim Iyu de Kamech Savnavshe. He's embarrassing himself. Why? The bar le asuya kipsa. He should have brought a sheep instead. V'kamaisi seira. He's instead bringing a goat. That's his fault. It wasn't the smartest move. So we have the. I'm not sure why the Torah gives the option then. But the Torah gives an option. If a person wants to embarrass himself, so that's another story. So Rashi just says the bar le asuya kisba. Around 10 lines up from the bottom. Im hayala boshes sharei kol hachata. If he has embarrassment, he should have brought a kisba, a sheep. He's allowed to. He has the option. Chutz mechatas avodas chachamim. That's the only exception where he has no choice what to bring. If he violates avodas zara, shekasa ba'ez, you have to bring a goat. Bas shnasa, a year old, parshas l'shach l'cha anashim. I guess when it comes to avodas chachamim, we want to dafk embarrass him. Okay. Gemara now says, as Gemara is saying, right? When it comes to Avodah Zarah, though, where he has no choice, he has to bring a goat, and there is no tail covering up that part. So everybody's going to know when he brings his goat, it's a female goat, and he's clearly bringing a chatas. So he's going to be embarrassed there, he's going to be making public his Avera. So Gemara says, Hasam Nichse Veniza, there we want him, Dafka, to be embarrassed. Ki Heicha de Nechaper Lei. Because the embarrassed serves as a certain level of, it's a busha. The busha is a certain amount of kapara. Part of kapara is getting embarrassed. So it comes to a regular chatas, the busha is not necessary to provide the guy kapara. It's enough to bring the carbon, the financial strain, and the actual seeing of the animal being shechted, being told that it really should be you shechted. So that's enough to provide the kapara. But for the zara, it's a much more heinous act. Therefore, we want to embarrass him to provide him with more kapara. Rashi just said, he says it's straight, that Hasam Naisiv Nichsef Hitil Lava Kasav Shis Baish, the Torah had wanted to embarrass him, Shetehelo Kabar, that he should have greater Kabar. Why? Because Meonish Gadol Kazeh, since he's such a bad Avera, it requires a greater punishment, therefore we dafka want him to be embarrassed. Tos asks an interesting question. Tos is Dibra Masal Lichsef Vilezo Kihecha de Lich Barle. So we want the Ovde of Avodah Zarah to get more kapara. Vim Tomar, let's give him more embarrassment. Let's say Yachlo Kimokane Bekvias Makam Shechidasa Kiyecha Delabe Le Kapar Gemur. The lach is that a normal chatas and ola has to be done in the northern part of the Mizbeach. But the Mizbeach is in the center, and above, the north of the Mizbeach, is where they'd shech the chatas and ola. So why not make the Ovis Chachavim shech in some other area, that this is if you did Avodah Zarah, you have to be in this corner. And that's going to be greater true, greater busha for him. So why not make it even greater? And Yeshomer, he answers, Kevan she chalak hakasav bidavar echad, she yeshaker bidavar matzarach yoser. Once you already know that Reuven is bringing in the goat, the female goat, everybody knows it's a chadas, there's no need to have an additional busha. That's already enough busha for him. Okay. the Gemara now says Kriyat Shema, quotes from this year.
But if you see somebody with a female goat, you think he's just a chatas. You're not going to say he's a bodhisattva.
I was thinking that also.
I thought he should make an announcement or something.
Right. I was thinking that, but I guess we're assuming no one in the right mind would bring a female goat if they did a regular chatas. They want to just cover it up. Seemingly, the price would be the same. So why would you ever put yourself in that position of let it be known? So the only ones who would actually bring a female goat would be one who's doing avodah zarah, I guess. And a guy who, let's say, did eight chaylev, let's say, or dam, and decided to bring a female goat. So people are going to probably assume he did avodah zarah, even though he didn't. But he wants that embarrassment because he'll get additional kapara, even though he doesn't need it. He's deciding to be grouped into the avodah zarah group, even though he doesn't really have to be. And well, he's, I don't know.
Even if the guy, people think he gave a chatas and it's not avodah zarah, it's still people wrote it's not an ola. Right, so you're still getting the busha at that point. By a chatas person, he calls it on himself, and we give him the option of the perceived ola. But once people recognize it's not the ola, and they even think it's a chatas, that's already pretty embarrassing.
Right. So I guess it's greater embarrassment if you assume he did avodah zarah, that's even greater. So I guess the question will be, when a person brings a female goat, what is their assumption? Are they assuming he's doing a stam chatas, or is he assuming he did the avodah zarah? Because who in the right mind would ever bring a female goat if they weren't forced to? So I don't know. Okay, the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Kriyat Shema. Shema, we say it has to be said in Lashon HaKodesh. Minalon, how do we know this to be true? Rabbi Chalashon, ends up being a machlok, is Rebbe Chachamim, in the Gemara Brachos, and it's about to quote that right here. So our Mishnah said, Bechalashon. Minalon, how do we know that to be true, that it can be said in any language? Dichsiv Shema Yisrael, Bechalashon Shata Shema, in any language that you understand, and according to Tosfos, remember, it doesn't mean any language, it means any Lashonam, the language that you actually understand. The Cholashon Shasha Atashamea. Tan Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes his Brisa that appears also in Maseches Brachos. Karisa Shema Kichsava Divrei Rebbe. You have to read it. The Kriya Shema has to be written, said in the way it's written, in Lashon HaKodesh, that is. Chachamim Omrim B'Cholashon, in any language you want. My time with the Rebbe. Why does Rebbe limit it to only Lashon HaKodesh? Amar Kra, the project says, V'hayu, it is. B'Havayasim Yihu, it should be said in the way that it's written in Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbanan Amar Kra Shema, it says Shema, Bechol Lashon Shata Shema. The Pasuk says Shema, any language that you understand, Bechol Lashon. So the Gemara wants to know, Rabbanan Nami Ahaksiv Yehiyu. So what are they going to do with the word Vayu, which sounds like it should be in Lashon Kodesh the way it's presented in the Torah? So answer the Rabbanan, Hahu Shelo Yikra'ena L'mafraya. Hayu means has to be the way it is in terms of the order of Psukim, the order, but to say out of order, L'mafraya, that wouldn't be good. Rebbe. Has Rebbe know Shelo Yikrenu L'mafreya? How does he know one's not Minale? How does he know one has to read them in the order that they are written in the Torah? If he used the word V'hayu to teach me Lashon HaKodesh, so he has no available Pasuk. So it says the Gemara, Nafkalei Midvarim Hadvarim. Dvarim Hadarim, the words, the way they appear in the Torah, the extra letter Hey, is the Joshua Rebbe uses to keep them in order and not L'mafreya. And Rabbanan's response is, Dvarim Hadvarim L'mashmalei. They don't learn a Joshua of the extra letter Hey. Q. Eger has a comment here. I'm assuming he's referring to other places in Shas where he does make such a Joshua with the letter Hey. So yeah, I'm assuming that I don't remember. But he quotes Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Tosfos Dibur Maskil Dichsiv. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rebbe Nami Haksiv Shema. What does he learn from the word Shema? Hahu mi bar le, that's needed lahashmia loznecha ma sheta motzi mificha. You have to articulate the words in a way that you hear them. You can't just whisper them, but you have to actually articulate them. Somebody was telling me, this is pretty interesting, I wonder if this counts. You ever put your fingers in your ears and your voice actually becomes louder to yourself, not outwardly, but if you go like this, it becomes very loud, even if you whisper. So some people do that during Shemona Esrei, they told me, because they could hear themselves even though it doesn't disturb. I wonder if that's considered hearing your own voice, because your ears actually close, but whatever effect takes place, you're hearing the words clearer though, even though you're not really hearing them, whatever that means. Try it later. You don't want to try it now.
Actually, you also hear your voice more closely to the way people hear it when you plug your ears.
You plug your ears, you hear it more closely, really?
That's the closer to the voice that other people hear.
Of your own voice.
Your own voice.
Oh, I mean, when you hear yourself in a video, that's how I sound. And right. We go like that. Okay, that's interesting. Is there any explanation to this, or just that's...
I assume that probably because when we speak like this, and it's coming also in our ears, and it's coming through our bones or however else, I guess that somehow it's stereo or it's corrupted or it's not really the same as when just what other people hear.
So when you close your ears, you don't hear the sound coming back.
I don't
You're only whatever. Internally coming out of your lungs. Okay. Try it later, Adam. Okay. So anyway, so what Rebbe's learning from the word Shema is that you have to hear the words that you're saying. Then the Rabbanan say, Savri lehol, no. Kimand amar hakori es Shema v'lo hishmiya azno yata. They argue, you actually do not have to hear the words when you recite them. It's enough to simply say them quietly, whisper them in a way that you don't even hear them, and you're still going to be yotze. And that's how the Gemara ends up concluding this machlokas. We could probably go to the top of Lamed Gimel. We still have plenty of time here. It seems 5 minutes at least. And continue this discussion. So the Gemara now says, Lema kasava Rebbe, let's hold in general, it must be, that kol ha-Torah ku b'chaloshon, really Rebbe holds in general, kol ha-Torah b'chaloshon nemra, that one could say the entire Torah b'chaloshon, and it was only Shema that had a special exception, it says v'hayu, that has to be b'loshon ha-kodesh. But the default is b'chaloshon. Why? Because this Hagadaita had Rebbe thought that b'loshon ha-kodesh nemra, that the entire Torah, all the halachas have to be in l'shon ha-kodesh, v'hayu d'chsiv rachman olamli. So why do you have to, specify Shema, if Shema just fits into the rest of the Torah, that's b'chaloshon. It must be that the rest of the Torah is Bechol Lashon, and only Shema is V'hayu, only Shema is Lashon HaKodesh. Whereas it's not true. It's Zerich, you need it. Really, Rebbe holds in general, the entire Torah is also Lashon HaKodesh only. Ah, so why we have to repeat another drasha specifically in the world of Shema? Mishum D'chsiv Shema, since the Pasuk says Shema, one would have had to have me to say that, oh, maybe Shema should be the only area that's Bechol Lashon. Any Lashon that you hear, that you understand, like Rabbanan thought, that's why I had to neutralize that by saying the word v'hayu. No, even Shema has to be said b'lashon hakodesh. So then the Gemara says, now let's look at the Rabbanan. Lema kasavri Rabbanan kol Torah kula b'lashon hakodesh nemar. Really, let's say Rabbanan hold in general that the entire Torah must be said dafkin lashon hakodesh. And there's a special exception when it comes to Shema, that could be Shema in any language that you understand. Because dis hakadaitach b'chol lashon, if you were to understand according to the Rabbanan that the entire Torah can be said b'chol lashon, so when it comes to Shema, the Chasa Rachman Alamali. So why do you have to say, oh, and also Shema can be said B'chol Lashon? That would be obvious, because he holds in general, the whole Torah is B'chol Lashon. So Gemara says, no, it's Rech Mishum Dach Sivahayu. No, you would have thought, really, Rabban hold the entire Torah is B'chol Lashon. You would have thought maybe Shema has to be done B'lashon HaKodesh because of the word V'hayu. So therefore, you need the word Shema to counter that and say, also Shema can be said B'chol Lashon She'ata Shemea.
Okay. B'chol HaTorah, what are we referring to?
Ah, so that's the question. What are you referring to B'chol HaTorah? So Rashi says, you see Kol HaTorah, the top of Laman Gimel Amin Aleph, he says, Kol HaTorah, B'chol Lashon Nemra, Likros B'beis Knesses, he's referring to Kriyas HaTorah. That maybe there's a Havamiyah to think that Kriyas HaTorah can be said B'chol Lashon. In fact, it seems like the Maskana here, that maybe their Banan permit you, the Maskana, to read Kriyas HaTorah, according to Rashi at least, B'chol Lashon. So that's what Rashi understands it as. There's a Tosos here. Look at the beginning of Tosos here. Quotes Rabbeinu Chananel. On the top of Laman Gimel, he says, Perish Rabbeinu Chananel, ha, pshita de b'shas matan Torah, nitna l'moshe b'lashon kodesh. It can't be referring to the way Moshe was given the Torah, because that's obvious. Everybody agrees that it was given b'lashon kodesh. V'hai de kamar hacha, that which we're saying now, b'chol lashon, what's that discussion about? It can't be about the way it was received. Rather, hainu im nitna latika b'lashon acher olo. Are we allowed to copy it over in English or in Aramaic or Greek, any other language? Is that permitted? Umeperusha, for that's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. The question is, can you write it in any other language? Now, it's a strange question a little bit, because we had just before in the Mishnah that it was written in Shivim Lashon, the Ber Hetev, that was written in 70 languages. So I'm not sure exactly what that question is. So then he goes on to explain in the Tosfos here, Umeperusha, from the parish of the Rabbeinu Chananel, Nishma comes out, the Laman Damar lo nitna la'atika b'lashon acher, lo nitna l'kro k'mokein b'lashon acher. If you're not allowed to write it in another language, you also can't recite it in another language. And he goes on to explain other areas where we do see where Targum and Persian and other language may be used. Okay, it goes on to a longer discussion here.
Rashi says the rest of the Torah is to read these kazas. That takana is derabana.
Right. It's from exactly from Ezra. Well, no, not necessarily. Moshe Rabbeinu actually made the takana first, and Ezra made it. He extended it. Moshe Rabbeinu's initial takana, Machlokas and Gemara Baba Kama, what the initial takana was. It was either one aliyah, three psukim, or three aliyahs, one pasuk each, I think, And the Etzer came along and said it has to be three psukim each aliyah. And it's based on the pasuk of Lo Matzu Mayim Shloshu Yamim. I don't remember the exact pasuk, but you can't go 3 days without water in Mayim El Torah. So this is an old takana from Moshe. So it does have roots in Deraisa. But in the end of the day, it's not viewed as a Deraisa. The only real Kriyas Torah by Deraisa is only Parsha Zachar and perhaps Parsha's Para.
So maybe he's referring to Zachar.
But then Rashi would have been more precise in how he explained it. But they point out from Rashi, there's a whole discussion here, that Rashi sounds like Kriyas Torah and Shabbos Yom Tov is a Deraisa. So there's what to talk about here. Right, Tosfos and Brachos. Right, Tosfos and Brachos says that the only Kriyas Torah b'Deraisa is only Zachar. So yeah, that's what explains Rashi. Tosfos and Brachos, is Rashi means Parsha Zachar.
Slave, I think.
Right.
There's a rush there.
Parah. The rush is by the freeing the slave. This Tosfos is Daf Yud Gimel, much earlier. It's at the end of a parak. But that one, the rush, you're right about Kriyas Torah b'Tzibur Niskadashi B'Sochi Yisrael, a minion is being a Deraisa or not. That's later on about the rush, right? There's a list of five shittas explaining shittas Rashi. So this is a very important shittas Rashi here. Rami Sada the Netziv says there's no chima deraisa of reading on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's Takanas Moshe, like we just said. It's Takanas Moshe and Ezra. It's not talking about the chim deraisa. It's referring to the takana, which is almost a deraisa takana. The Shittim Mekubetza says it's referring to whether a Sefer Torah written in another language has Kedusha Sefer Torah to it or not. That's an interesting discussion.
Just holding your mouth.
Right. Okay, so there's what to talk about here. We'll stop here. I guess everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.